With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man will learn his fate next month for charges of having a fake passport and illegal entry into the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Dion Englund reports.
Freddie Ofori Ajakumhena remains in custody at His Majesty's prison in Northwood as he awaits sentencing following his conviction on several immigration and document-related offenses. Ajakumhena was found guilty of possessing a fake passport, illegally entering the Cayman Islands, uttering a false note, and failing to truthfully answer a Customs and Border Control officer. A sentencing date was set when he appeared in the summary court on Wednesday before Magistrate Philippa McFarlane. Ajakumhena is scheduled to be sentenced on July 27th, allowing time for pre-sentencing reports to be prepared. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Cayman is holding the line on robberies, but is still battling repeat offenders and noisy roads. Commissioner Kurt Walton tells Radio Cayman's The Buzz there have been 25 robberies so far this year, about the same as last year, and officers have made 28 related arrests. Some suspects picked up more than once.
Whereas we may not solve all 25, we may solve 30%. But the bit there for me is the outcome that we've got these individuals who have been removed from the streets who have committed more than one robbery, and they are now in Norfolk prison.
Mr. Walton says CCTV has been a great tool in solving crime. And by the end of July, every frontline officer is expected to be wearing a body camera to capture evidence and boost accountability. The commissioner also tells Radio Cayman after community meetings from the BRAC to West Bay highlighted speeding, loud vehicles, and dump trucks using Jake brakes as major concerns, he's ordered officers to prosecute drivers who abuse them. To boost visible policing and traffic enforcement, the RCIPS is recruiting young Caymanian constables, with applications for the next class closing June 14th. Details are available at rcips.ky. The Ministry of Health is celebrating the academic achievement of Policy Support Officer Novian McLean Gregory, who has been awarded a Doctor of Philosophy Cell Biology from the University of Kent. Dr. McLean Gregory has now returned to Cayman to contribute to the national health priorities through public service.
What motivates me is knowing that the work we do here can help improve outcomes for people in the Cayman Islands. That sense of purpose is what keeps me focused.
Her PhD focused on obesity, investigating the role of a specific gene involved in appetite regulation, energy balance, mitochondrial function, and fat storage. Acting Chief Officer for the Ministry, Exe Tomlinson-Panton, says the government remains committed to developing strong professional pathways for staff at all levels.
We are proud of Dr. McLean McGregory and proud to have professionals within the ministry who bring both international experience and local understanding to their work. It is this combination that supports better policy development and stronger outcomes for our country.
The ministry says her work is particularly relevant to Cayman, where obesity remains a, quote, significant public health concern. And you're invited to explore a new exhibition that considers the significance of medium as a defining element of creative expression. Medium, The Materiality of Making, opens June 24th, and National Gallery curator William Helfrecht says utilizing distinct categories of making as the exhibition's foundational structure, artworks will be organized around five motifs: line, form, field, color, and the digital space.
Each grouping includes an accompanying wall text which unpacks related terminology as well as the evolution of specific media within the wider context of the history of art.
The exhibition will run at the gallery through November 12th. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. One of the world's most influential artists, David Hockney, has died. He was 88. Born in Northern England, Hockney emerged as a key figure in the pop art movement. In the 1960s, he moved to Los Angeles. The city's light and lifestyle inspired some of his best-known works. Iran says that major parts of an agreement to end the war with the US have almost been finalized, but that it won't compromise on its red lines. President Trump has again claimed that a peace deal is imminent. The UN's top official on HIV and AIDS says that the global response to the disease is being threatened by huge cuts in funding from wealthy nations. Winnie Byanyima said almost 40% fewer people got a drug to help prevent HIV infection in 2025 compared to the previous year. That's the latest BBC News.